It's always wonderful to be in God's house and to share His Word. I'd like to begin this morning with a little heavenly humor. There was a couple who was married for 60 years, and they were very, very wealthy, but they were also very, very stingy. They never liked to share anything that they had with anyone else. They never socialized, they didn't go to church, they didn't believe in ties. They were just very, very self-centered. So the man had a doctor's visit and he was told by the doctor that he only had 2 weeks to live, that he had a very, very serious disease. So his wife was with him, and on the way home that day, he said to her, "I want you to abide by my wishes, and that is this. Every cent that I have earned, all the money that I have accumulated, it's not going anywhere but with me. And I want you to promise me that that will happen." She thought a few minutes and, yes, I will take care of that. I will do that. So the day of the funeral came, and this very few friends he had, but this one friend that she confided in came up to her and said, "Did you abide by your husband's wishes?" She said, "I sure did. I put a check in the casket." Don't get any ideas. Okay. Will you pray with me, please? Let the meditations of my heart and the words of my mouth be acceptable unto thee, my Lord and my God and my Redeemer. Amen. Life is what happens to us while we're making other plans. And our lives are subject to detours and corrections that we never expected or imagined. And those changes, the hard ones, seem to come in bunches. But one thing is sure, sooner or later, they're gonna come to us all. Well, the children grow up and leave home. Perhaps parents or loved ones die. There's serious illness. There's divorce. There's retirement. Yes, there's many, many changes that happen in our lives, many. One simple one that I thought of was, you know, one time my hair was real dark and I looked in the mirror and all at once, it's all white. Changes. Many, many changes in many areas of our lives. Yes, that list can go on and on. But are you aware that nothing that is alive ever stays exactly the same? That we become really alive and vital when you and I learn to accept changes that may be necessary to our spiritual growth. Hear me. We become really alive and vital when we learn to accept any change that takes place in our lives that may be necessary for our spiritual growth. So instead of fearing what is different and feeling that change may harm us, you and I can trust the power of the Spirit of God living and dwelling in us. Yes, we can trust the power of the Spirit of God living in us as we are His children. You see, God dwelling within us will see us through all the changes in our lives. And in our scripture today from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, yes, there's a time for everything. There's a time to live, there's a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pull up. Well, I couldn't help but think about Abraham and Sarah over in the old book of Genesis, the Old Testament. How Almighty God adjusted their agenda. Now, this old couple packed up their tent and headed out to only God knew where. And then it made me think of myself back in 1993 when I felt the calling, the Lord was calling Harry and I to Virginia, not knowing what was going to transpire. And then after 16 years there and the Lord giving me a church to minister to, back in 09 to pack up again and move back to Pennsylvania. So I'm sure that you've all had different changes in your lives at one time or the other. But today what I would like to do, I'd like us to hear selected scriptures, God's precious, living, powerful word that will help you to find the gift, yes, the gift in every change that you may be going through this very, very day. The word changes, we begin with the letter C. We go to God's word. I'm just going to put that up under, we go to God's word. The letter C, Deuteronomy 30:19, says, therefore choose life. The gift of choice. And what a mighty force it is. You know, we can become bitter or better, or we can turn to God and draw closer to Him when changes happen in our lives, when things occur. So instead of feeling like a helpless victim at points of unplanned turnings, we can find some part of the shifting pattern about which we can make a choice. Pray, pray, and keep on praying. Don't stop praying. And then take some intentional action. And it's going to build your trust in yourself and in Almighty God. The second letter, the gift of change, is the letter H. And that's the gift of hope. In Hebrews 6:19, God's word says, hope we have is an anchor of the soul, firm and secure. Now, where does hope come from when you're really down? When endings loom, when those roads make sudden turns into the mist of the unknown. You see, hope comes from facing life and its changes honestly and straightforwardly. We need to be reminded that our hope is in a person, and that person is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. See, hope is an attitude toward the future, an assurance that God's promises will be kept, a confidence that what is bad will pass, and that what is good will be preserved. We know in God's word there are many, many promises from God to which we can cling. And I encourage you to check and look in your Bible and find all those promises and just claim them. They belong to you. Then the third gift in change is a letter A, the gift of acceptance. In Malachi 3:6, I am the Lord, I change not. You see, healing can come only by facing the failure and the brokenness and accepting what could not be changed and looking within for the one changeless center of all life's turnings, and that is Almighty God. So you see, today, this very day, if you've come to a hard turning point in your life, maybe you'll decide today to face that painful truth and move toward acceptance. And you can. You can do it because you're supported by God's changelessness. Almighty God is the same yesterday, today, and always. Praise be to God. Now the fourth gift in change is a letter N, the gift of nurturing. Isaiah 66:13, as one whom his mother comforted, so will I comfort you. So many times when we come to life's tough change points, we need to nurture ourselves. For example, what would you do today if you had an extra hour? Well, maybe some of you guys would go fishing, or maybe some girls would go fishing too. I know a lot of girls that like fishing. Or maybe you just curl up with a nice book. Or who is the most affirming person you know? Call that person, pray together, share together, pray for each other, and yes, pray for yourself. The fifth letter is the letter G, the gift of goodbye. I know baby Connor's having his nourishment, and so great-grandma needed hers. The gift of goodbye, John 12:24. Unless a grain of wheat dies, it bears much fruit. We need to learn to let go and move on. We need to ask our Lord to help us to let go. Here again, I thought of myself in Virginia in 09, when we had to make a decision to come back to Pennsylvania. My husband's health was deteriorating, and my sons wanted us closer to family. I didn't want to leave. I didn't want to leave my country home. I didn't want to leave my church family. And yes, I had a beautiful big house. I even had an air conditioner and a dishwasher, which I never had before. And so there were a lot of reasons I didn't want to leave. But there was one morning that the Lord showed me loud and clear that, Betty, you have to let go and let God. And briefly, I share this with you, because my husband was out in the shed with his oxygen, and he was trying to tighten a screw on his lawnmower. And I'm on the porch, and I hear this crying and screaming, crying up to God, and I thought, oh, my Lord, you know, what's going on? And so I went to see what was going on with him. And there he is, a man who had been in the service, mighty, you know, physically and everything, and here he said, you know, honey, he says, I don't even have the strength to tighten a screw. At that moment, at that very moment, my Lord spoke to me. You have to let go and let God. And that's exactly what I did. Consequently, here I am. Praise the Lord. Praise God. But you see, sometimes we need to say goodbye to the old before trying to move on. Perhaps memories, some to be kept and some treasured, but some to be released and let go. But all those memories bathe in love. So if you're having a hard time with life change, be deliberate about saying goodbye. You have to let it hurt, and it hurts real bad. And you have to face the pain. But facing the pain will help you make the turn. And Almighty God is there to help you to make that turn and to say goodbye. Now, the sixth gift in change is a letter E, the gift of expectation. Over in Psalm 74:16, thou hast prepared the light and the sun. Yes, We've all experienced a toss and turn night. Perhaps even this day you've been passing through a long, dark place in your life. Yes, a place of uncertainty and upheaval. And you wait, and you wait. No, it's more than just waiting. You wait expectantly, knowing that the Father of all sunrises will not fail you. Almighty God will never fail you. Praise the Lord, He won't. So we need to begin to catch a new vision of what your life can be and reach for it without knowing its shape. So today, if you're facing a major change in your life or even a minor change, yes, start watching sunrises and know who is bringing that sun up, a new day, a new life, a new me, a new hope. The letter S, the seventh gift, is the gift of strength. Isaiah 40:31, they that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They will walk and not grow weary, and they will run and not faint. Have there been times during this year that perhaps you have felt like an anchorless boat on a storm-tossed sea? You see, those titanic changes in life can help us know as never before that Almighty God is real. He is real. That He is the one that will hold us up. It's not your neighbor, it's not your husband, it's not your best friend, it's not your sister. It's Almighty God. He is the one. He's the one that has the power. He's the one who created you. He's the one who loves you and wants you to have a better life. Thank you for that, amen. Yes, yes. So yes, we are equipped with Almighty God's powerful word. We're equipped with his words, with the gifts of choice. We have a choice to make when things happen to us. We have the hope, and the hope is in a person, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Acceptance. We can accept it and go on because the Lord is helping us. Nurturing. Saying goodbye. Expectation and strength. Yes. We can move on with Almighty God's help and His precious, living, powerful word. Sometimes I feel that it takes us a long time in our spiritual journey to remember that when we accept Christ into our hearts, the Holy Spirit comes to live and dwell in us. My friends, we have the power. That power is in us to help us. Use it. He's there for us. I can't explain it. No one can. It's a gift from Almighty God, and He's given it to each one of us. Yes, there is an adventure of living awaiting us. Yes, my dear friends, regardless of our age, and I can vouch for that. I may not be the young chicken that I thought I used to be, but I'm not as old a chicken as what I feel like I am. And so I'm just so very, very thankful because I promised Almighty God that I would continue to serve Him till He takes me home, to serve Him and glorify Him and praise Him. So my dear friends and family and brothers and sisters in Christ, today, the most important change that can take place in your life is asking Jesus Christ into your life as your personal Lord and Savior. That Almighty God, our Jesus, is the way out of the frustration of fear of failure. He is the way through a life of hardship, and it is hard down here, of difficulty, of changes, and yes, all the disappointments. Almighty God, He is the way into abundant life. Our Lord Jesus is the way to the highest and to the best. And he is the one to see us through all of our changes in our lives. He is the one to see us through. Won't you trust him today and let him become Lord of your life? Let us pray. Almighty God, how we praise you and worship you and thank you, Lord, for the gift of life and your precious living word, for your love and grace and mercy, and for your faithfulness, and for always being there for us, Lord, 24/7. Praise be to God. And Heavenly Father, this 4th of July finds America in need of rescue. Our country is sliding down the slippery slope of godless living. And while we've seen our country's values change dramatically, we know that our God has not changed, and there is still hope. Yes, as the Constitution is the highest law of the land, so the Bible is the highest law of Almighty God. And Lord God, we pray today for all of our leaders, for our military, for their families, for all the lost and lonely and grieving and hurting. Pray for West Shore Baptist Church and the church family. And yes, my Lord, we pray for our new senior pastor, Kelly, that will be coming soon to our church. Oh, Father God, open hearts, touch hearts anew this day. May this be the day for hearts to be open, to receive our Lord as their Savior. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you for loving each one of us as though there was only one to love. In Jesus' precious name, amen. And now let us prepare our hearts for Holy Communion.